Unit 1. Listening. Exercise 3.
OK, Richard. Well, a lot of our older listeners are a bit unsure as to how to get started with social networking. Now, I myself am a bit of a technophobe. How easy is it to sign up with Facebook or MySpace or one of these sites?
Well, it's really very easy. Let me talk you through it.
OK, then. Let's give it a go.
Well, the first thing you have to do is go to a website, for example, Facebook, then click on the register button.
OK, that sounds easy enough.
Right, and the next step is to create an account for yourself. You then need to choose a password, and you also need to confirm your email address. The website will probably ask you to set up a security question to remind you of your password in case you forget it.
OK. Then what?
Once you've done the above, you can upload a photo of yourself and add some personal information to complete your profile.
And what kind of things can I do once I have my account?
Well, social networking's a great way to keep in touch with your current friends and get back in touch with people you used to know. A lot of people use it as an alternative to, say, writing emails or calling people. And, of course, it saves you saying the same thing over and over to different people.
OK. Anything else?
Well, that's really up to you. Some people upload photos and videos and create photo albums. You can create groups and events or join a forum to share opinions about something you're interested in. And, of course, you can use the chat room.
Sort of instant messaging.
Exactly.
OK. Well, there's certainly a lot of interesting possibilities there.